Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we tell you more about cocoa and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
Approximately 4,500 farmers across 8,800 acres cultivate the crop cocoa, from which Jamaica's sweet, nutritious, and delicious chocolate is produced. Other value-added products derived from cocoa include gourmet chocolates, fruit conserves, coffee beans dipped in chocolate, and rum-flavored chocolate. Jamaican cocoa fetches a premium price on the world market, and the country is recognized by the International Cocoa Association as one of 9 exclusive producers of fine or flavor cocoa.
What that means is that the cocoa that we produce is of fine flavored quality. What makes it fine flavor? The variety, which is a Trinitario, and the processing protocol that is applied.
Cocoa stakeholder Leroy Gray. It is this cocoa that has earned us a reputation as one of the great chocolatiers of the world. Cocoa beans in the wet form is put through a process called fermentation, where it is dried under controlled conditions in preparation for export to chocolatiers in countries such as Switzerland, France, the UK, and the United States. Jamaican cocoa is often used to improve the flavor of cocoa from other countries. There is great demand for this product, with a guaranteed market of 1,500 tons annually. The cocoa-producing parishes include Clarendon, St. Mary, St. Catherine, St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland, with Clarendon being the largest producer, while St. Mary has the largest number of acreages of cocoa under cultivation.
For the past 10 years, farmers within this community enjoy some $700 million Jamaican dollars from the sale of wet cocoa to the processing facilities.
Cocoa stakeholder Leroy Gray. The cocoa plant takes 5 to 7 years to fully bear and has a lifespan of 30 years. It is one of the easiest crops to grow, reap, and market, and is only second to the forest in protecting the soil from erosion. The crop may yield 20 to 30 pods per year, each containing 30 to 40 beans.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease now. Hand washing is key.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. 1-1 cocoa, full basket. Translation: one cocoa at a time will fill the basket. Do you know what this means? Today's Jamaican saying means do not expect success to be achieved overnight. A similar meaning is being consistent leads to rewards, so take things one step at a time. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.